You are on the waves of Radio Belarus, your most reliable conductor into the political, economic, social and cultural life of Belarus. Our coherent journalistic crew offers you embracing daily highlights of the major internal and global affairs. Stay tuned in to Radio Belarus.
This is Radio Belarus International with the latest news from Belarus, briefly about the main events of the day. Lukashenko reaffirms Belarus' commitment to all-round cooperation with Jordan, Belarus-Libya to thresh out cooperation plans, MPs to discuss biological, environmental security in Union State of Belarus, Russia. And now about these other events in more detail.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
And we start with official events. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko sent greetings to King Abdullah II of the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan as the country celebrates national holiday Independence Day. The head of state noted that under the leadership of Abdullah II, the kingdom has been successfully moving along the path of stable development, actively participating in addressing important issues on the regional agenda and strengthening its positions in the international arena. The warm relations and mutual understanding between the peoples of Belarus and Jordan are a solid foundation for expanding bilateral ties in various sectors, the congratulatory message reads. Alexander Lukashenko reaffirmed Belarus' commitment to working together in all areas of cooperation in politics, trade, economy, and humanitarian matters. The president wished the King of Jordan excellent health, prosperity, and new state achievements, and the people of Jordan happiness and harmony.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Political affairs.
A Belarusian delegation headed by Deputy Prime Minister Viktor Karankevich is visiting Libya. The visit is part of the efforts to implement highest-level agreements. In February, Minsk hosted Field Marshal and Commander-in-Chief of the Libyan National Army, Khalifa Belkacem Haftar. During the February meeting, the leaders of the two countries confirmed their readiness to expand cooperation. The Belarusian delegation will review progress to promote cooperation in economy, humanitarian and social matters, as well as interparliamentary contacts. Participants of meetings will take stock of the preliminary results of joint efforts to discuss measures to intensify work to implement the agreements reached by the Belarusian head of state and the Field Marshal of Libya, Viktor Karankevich said. An extensive business program is planned in Benghazi. The parties will thresh out plans to ramp up cooperation in manufacturing, agriculture, and healthcare. Libyan partners are interested in Belarusian technologies, and Belarus is ready to share its best practices.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Economy.
Belarusian Deputy Prime Minister Viktor Karankevich took part in a ceremony to open the House of Belarus in Benghazi, Libya. The House of Belarus will be a place of attraction for economic entities and business. There they will be able to hold meetings, discuss specific contracts and conclude them. It will be a place where words can translate into deeds, Viktor Karankevich said. The parties intend to develop cooperation in many areas, including manufacturing industry, agriculture and healthcare. An agreement was reached to deepen cooperation between the parliaments as well. The Belarusian delegation also toured the Libyan healthcare facilities. The Libyan side is very interested in cooperation from personnel training to the supply of medicines. In addition, the visiting party brought mass buses, which have already arrived at the destination and are ready for use. If they prove themselves well, then maybe Benghazi will see even more Belarusian vehicles run along its streets, the press service added.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
Investment activity in Belarus remains at a high level. We learn from the macroeconomic review of the Eurasian Development Bank. Belarus GDP grew by 2.8% in January-April following a 3.1% increase in January-March 2025. The GDP growth slowed down due to deceleration in the manufacturing industry, the EDB noted. Meanwhile, economic sectors that are focused on domestic consumption continued to show robust growth. Retail turnover went up by 10% and catering expanded by 4.8%. Investment activity remains at a high level. In January-April 2025, investment grew by 15%. It is largely attributed to a 21.2% increase in equipment purchases, the bank remarked.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Social life.
The Commission on Natural Resources, Ecology and Environmental Protection of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Union State of Belarus and Russia will convene for a meeting in Nizhny Novgorod, Russia. The MPs are set to discuss the proposals on the priority areas of ensuring biological security of the Union State and environmental protection. The meeting will also review the progress in the preparation of the Union State projects ensuring environmental security in the field of waste and secondary resources management in the Union State and modernization and development of the Union State radiation monitoring system using mobile platforms of radiometric measurements, the press service informed. Attending the meeting will be representatives of the Standing Committee of the Union State, the Ministries of Nature of Belarus and Russia, Emergencies Ministries of Belarus and Russia, Belarusian National Center for Hydrometeorology, Radioactive Pollution Control and Environmental Monitoring, Belgidromet, and the Russian Federal Service for Hydrometeorology and Environmental Monitoring, Rosgidromet.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko emphasized the need to develop wooden house building during his visit to the wood processing facility Laskovichi in Petrikov district. Head of the Belarus President Property Management Directorate Yuri Nazarov suggested more active use of laminated veneer lumber in house building. They can be used as slabs instead of products made of reinforced concrete and metal. The production of LVL beams requires the use of special equipment. It will also be necessary to make changes to building regulations. The current legislation does not specify the use of this material. I am ready to make a decision, make suggestions. We need to buy necessary equipment as fast as possible. We will be able to do something ourselves. The first line should be installed before the new year, said Alexander Lukashenko. If you are sure that this is a good choice for housing construction and other things, then make proposals. I will support them. We must do it. This is our material.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Finally, some sports issues.
Belarusian Hanna Burakova won a silver medal at the Oshepkov International Judo Tournament in Russia's Khabarovsk. Four athletes competed in the 52-kilogram round-robin event. Hanna Burakova defeated Umida Jumanyazova from Uzbekistan and Anastasia Kuterina from Russia before losing to another Russian, Tatiana Tsigankova, thus winning the silver medal. Thus, Belarusian judokas won two medals in Khabarovsk. The day before, Polina Slysarenko finished in second in the 63-kilogram event. A total of six athletes represented Belarus at the Oshepkov Memorial. This tournament was a leg of the Russian Judo Tour and gathered 128 athletes from 17 countries.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
Welcome to Belarus.
Grodno region is located in the northwest of Belarus, borders in the west on Poland and in the north on Lithuania. Practically the whole of the region is situated within the basin of the beautiful river Neman. 10 natural reserves of national importance located in Grodno region help preserve the biological diversity of Belarus. 50 unique monuments of nature are situated here. Grodno region is famous for being the land of many ancient castles. Most of old Belarusian fortresses are situated there. The major tourist attractions of the region are castles in Mir, Lida and Novogradec, the first capital of the Great Duchy of Lithuania, as well as the church's fortresses in villages Sinkovichi and Muravanka, the Zhirovichi Orthodox Monastery, which dates back to the 17th century and is one of the centers of pilgrimage and tourism not only in the region, but for the whole of the country. Grodno itself is one of the most beautiful Belarusian cities, where many monuments of historic and architectural importance have stood the test of times. They give a special charm to the city. The place brings together different nations, cultures and religions. That is exactly why the Festival of National Cultures is held here regularly. It is not only a wonderful show, but a small model of Belarus itself, a country where different peoples live in peace and friendship. Welcome to Belarus.
Music Box.
Только одну тебя любить, счастье семейное ценить, жизнь вместе долгую прожить. Счастье и веру в моем сердце царишь ежедневно без меры, продолжая любить, сгорать без остатка в нежных чувствах своих, в которых так сладко согревает любви безумная нежность, поцелуй. Твоя безмятежность, когда сбываются мечты, попросит сердце теплоты. Кричать могу до хрипоты, что мне нужна одна лишь ты. Не отпустит любовь. Пробуждаешь их вновь. Ты необыкновенно, словно ангел, хранишь наше счастье и веру в моем сердце царишь ежедневно без меры, продолжая любить, сгорать без остатка в нежных чувствах своих, в которых так сладко согревает любви безумная нежность, поцелуи твои и твоя безмятежность. Сохранить хочу любви горящую свечу, душу свою тобой лечу. За нежность нежностью плачу. Не отпустит любовь мои чувства, наверно, пробуждаешь. Словно ангел хранишь наше счастье и веру в мое сердце царишь ежедневно без меры, продолжая любить, сгорать без остатка в нежных чувствах своих, в которых так сладко согревает любви безумная нежность. Поцелуи твои и твоя безмятежность.
You're listening to Radio Belarus. Belarus.
Music Box.
Ночью проснусь, а это все она. Нежно разбудит рифмою своей, и мне уже как будто не до сна. Сквозь сон общаюсь только с ней. Она подскажет, а я быстро запишу на свою память. Сильно не надеясь, лежу тихонько, через раз дышу подсказками своей подруги греясь. Милая моя ночная муза бережет меня от перегруза. Рифмами ее себя спасаю, ведь она всегда права. Я знаю, с музой обходителен и кроток, я боюсь ее обид, как плеток. Гордость ей свою я забываю, быстро текст пишу, порой вздыхаю. Продолжаю их писать. Ложатся строчки, пропустить боюсь ее безумно правильные рифмы. Пишу коряво, утром разберусь, но уже чувствую, они непостижимы. Мне кажется, со мной ей хорошо. По строчкам слышу, что она довольна, а ей все хочется мне диктовать еще. Но я уснул предательски невольно. Милая моя ночная муза бережет меня от перегруза. Рифмами ее себя спасаю, ведь она всегда права. Я знаю, с музой обходителен и кроток, я боюсь ее обид, как плеток. Гордость ней свою я забываю, быстро текст пишу, порой вздыхаю. Не успеваю записать.